Refugees and asylum seekers on Nauru and Manus Island will never get the chance to come to Australia if the federal government gets its way. The legislation is set to be introduced next week, and it applies to adults who've tried to arrive by boat since 2013. The lifetime ban will stop people in offshore detention from coming here for business or travel, even if they're found to be genuine refugees. The government also hasn't guaranteed that asylum seekers in Australia won't be affected. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says the policy will stop people from country hopping after they've been released from detention, with the hope that they could eventually move to Australia. But critics say this approach is cruel, extreme and unnecessary. Edgars Greste has this report.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has this week announced the introduction of a bill tightening the government's control over asylum seekers trying to get into Australia. He says this new bill aims to reinforce the government's message to people smugglers.
It is critically important there is a battle of will between the people of Australia and their government and the people smugglers. They will use every artifice, every means of communication to persuade people to get on those boats, and we have to send an unequivocal message. It is the foundation of our compassionate humanitarian program.
The Prime Minister also said this new bill strengthens Australia's borders, which means we can accept more refugees through the official channels. However, Min Yu, a spokesperson for Amnesty International Australia, says the government's proposed law is unjust and unnecessary.
Well, the Australian government has consistently discriminated against how people seeking asylum travel to Australia. And this latest proposed law is another example of that.
The proposed new law would cover those who tried to reach Australia by boat from mid-July 2013. It blocks them from obtaining any future visa, including tourist and business visas. Min Yu from Amnesty International again.
The new law is proposing to enforce a lifetime ban on anyone who tries to come to Australia by boat, and making sure that they, even if they get settled in another country, so whether it's, say, New Zealand or Canada or US in the future, that they still can't enter Australia, say, under a tourist visa or a student visa or a spouse visa in the years to come.
Madeline Gleeson is a lawyer and research associate from the Caldor Centre for International Refugee Law at the University of New South Wales. She's worried about the government's announcement.
Well, on first blush, it seems pretty extreme. And I think what we're all wanting to know now is, what would this law really look like and exactly what purpose is it trying to serve? Because at this point, it seems very dramatic and it's not necessarily clear why it would be needed.
Min Yu from Amnesty International Australia says that the proposed law reinforces the negative and incorrect portrayal of boat arrivals as being illegal.
It's absolutely lawful to be seeking asylum in Australia, whether they come by boat or by plane. And that's the first thing that most of us, you know, many people in Australia keep forgetting, because the Australian government has tried to sell it so hard that people coming to Australia by boat is illegal. That's actually false. There are ways to address the people smuggling issue without punishing the thousands who genuinely need help.
There's been speculation that the government's announcement preempts a third country resettlement deal. Although officials aren't commenting on any such deal, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has clearly stated this new law aims to stop any future attempts by asylum seekers to reach Australian shores.
When we do have a third country resettlement arrangement in place, we are not going to have a situation where people then come to Australia through a different visa class, because that gaming the system would send a very clear message to people smugglers that the government's policy was ineffective.
Madeline Gleeson from the Caldor Centre for International Refugee Law welcomes any third country resettlement deal, but she says this new law goes too far.
This new step is quite confusing, I'd say, and concerning, because it's not about stopping people from coming through a back door. That might be nice political rhetoric, but it's about coming through the front door. This is people who might come and apply for a tourist visa, come through all the proper channels. That's the front door. It's not quite clear why we'd be wanting to keep that out.
The government already has laws and processes in place when it comes to people applying for various types of visas. Here's Madeline Gleeson again.
The minister and the Australian government already has the right and the power to monitor who comes into the country and to grant visas on the terms that they deem fit and as required by the legislation. So it's not entirely clear what this is about.
Minyu from Amnesty International agrees.
Well, it's unclear about the full impact of this legislation because the details haven't yet been released publicly. So we expect the legislation in full to be disclosed to the public later this week. So that's when we'll examine in detail what it does mean, the implications for every single kind of person, the categories. And we don't think that this lifetime ban is in any way necessary, and in fact it's simply cruel, and it's shirking Australia's government's responsibility to help these people.
Until more information is released from the government, the fate of those asylum seekers still awaiting processing remains unknown.
Ming Yu from Amnesty International, ending that report by Edgars Greste, and The Wire contacted the Department of Immigration, but they declined to comment.